Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Here on Wrestling Observer Live, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Sunday here. We're going to be taking a lot of open line phone calls here today. Text messages, emails. No WWE pay-per-views this weekend. No UFC pay-per-views this weekend. No UFC fight nights. Very, very slow weekend for news, but that obviously is about to change because on Monday we have got Raw. Of course, Raw leading into the WWE TLC pay-per-view. And, of course, next weekend is also the UFC Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo show, one of the big fights of the year, maybe one of the bigger shows in UFC history. We can talk about that on the show today. Got a whole bunch of news, including a brand new survey from WWE. They've been putting out these surveys of late, and now we've got a new one asking WWE fans about their thoughts on WWE as compared to NXT. Maybe this will be good news. Maybe this will be bad news. I'm going to read you some of the questions that they've got here on this survey. We can talk about that on the show here today, as well as John Cena's potential return date or lack of a return date. He's already had one potential return date canceled. We'll talk about his reality show, WrestleMania, and Raw tickets. We've also got information on SmackDown from this past Friday night. I watched the show. We can talk about the show itself. We can talk about the ratings of the show. Whatever is on your mind. Studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free. You can give us a call at 844-411-5411. And send us your text messages to 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port-in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads: pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We will take your phone calls here today. We'll take your emails, everything, and talk the news. And I want to kick it off with... obviously, a very important note here today. Jim Ross is alive. Apparently, somebody hacked his Twitter and announced that he was dead, and he's not. Do people have nothing better to do with their lives?
No, they don't, actually.
Shocking to me. So, yeah, he's fine, everybody. I think by now most people are well aware. I think the hacking was very, very early this morning. But Jim Ross is fine, so that obviously is very good news. Mike, not a lot of stuff going on this weekend in terms of WWE, UFC. There was a Bellator show on Friday. There were the New Japan G1 Tag League Tournament, I guess, qualifying matches. We know the finals now, essentially. Finals will take place on December 9th. It is Togi Makabe and Tomoaki Hanma, who has been in the news of late, I might add, facing Tetsuya Naito and Evil. Who's winning this tournament?
Me personally, I would go with Tetsuya Naito and Evil. I like that team. I think it establishes them further. The Evil is Watanabe, who's been in Ring of Honor over the last year, and he's now joined this heel group of Tetsuya Naito, who did lose a member internationally and worldwide with La Sombra signing with WWE. So Evil is in there, and forget about any situation with Tomoaki Hanma. I just think that Naito and Evil, to help establish them further, and I'm more interested in seeing them as a tag team that's willing to go after the tag team titles, and would make perfect sense for me that way. So that's kind of the direction I hope they go.
December 9th, everybody, NJPWWorld.com if you want to watch it online. 999 yen, a little bit over $8 a month, the New Japan version of the WWE Network. You can watch that show. And coming up this weekend is the big Aldo McGregor show. They're finally going to fight unless something goes horribly wrong in like the next 2 days, which, God forbid, hopefully
that
does not happen. Hey, listen, I like to play with fire because I believe in reverse bad luck.
Reverse psychology on this?
Reverse knock on wood. Yeah, if I say... one of these guys is certainly going to get hurt in the next couple of days. That, to me, guarantees it's not going to happen.
You pulled out your no-leaf clover and your rabbit's... what would that be for a rabbit?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, all the things that make you your reverse luck right there. So no four-leaf clover, a zero-leaf clover. You're thinking that none of these things could happen. You're trying to turn everything around. But look, it doesn't matter. These guys will be in big bubbles before UFC 194 this weekend. I cannot believe that they could possibly let anything happen to these guys.
Who's winning this fight?
I don't know, but I'm still taking Aldo, which has got nothing really to do with Conor McGregor. It's giving Jose Aldo the credit that his career and he deserves as a champion. Maybe much like Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey, McGregor is his kryptonite. I don't know. We don't know. We just don't know. But I think a lot of people, it's not about not jumping on the Conor McGregor hype train. It's about not giving Aldo enough credit as a champion. And I will still stick with the same thing I had from before, which was until he gets beat, and he could very well get beat this weekend by McGregor, but until he gets dusted away, I'll go with Aldo.
Can you imagine if in the course of a three-week period, the two biggest draws in all of UFC, Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor, both lost?
Well, here's the thing. Now, I don't know if maybe expectations have gotten too high or anything like that, but realistically, as long as McGregor does not get embarrassed, probably like Ronda Rousey did, I guess that would be a good example. Unless that happens, you can still get a lot of mileage out of Conor McGregor. There's still fights to be made with him. So I don't know if perception-wise it's going to be as bad as people think. I think the general public, you know, the general sports fan who only follows it a little bit and sees that Rousey got knocked out and says, you know, now she's done. There's nothing you can really do with those folks anyway. So if that happens to McGregor, I mean, realistically, there's nothing we can do about it. And the reality is, I mean, with Faber, with another fight with Mendez, with a rematch against Aldo if it's close, or if it is a quote-unquote lucky punch or whatever it is, you still have options when it comes to him. Where I think you have to worry is if he gets like two or three in a row, especially, you know, two in a row, forget about three in a row, where he gets embarrassed quickly or something like that, then that's when the tide is really going to turn as far as people wanting to hear him shut up as opposed to hearing him talk.
Well, with Ronda, especially with Ronda, I'm not sure about Conor, but with Ronda, her losing guaranteed a gigantic, gigantic buy rate for next year. If Aldo goes in there and beats McGregor on Saturday, I don't think that guarantees 1 million buys for a rematch. I just don't see the interest being there for a rematch like there's interest there for a Ronda Rousey and a Holly Holm. Maybe there is, but in both cases, the first loss is not going to kill them, especially with Ronda. The first loss, Dana White believes the loss made her an even bigger star than ever, and I think it's very clear that when they fight the second time, that second fight is going to do significantly bigger and significantly more buys, significantly more revenue than the first fight. Now, will it be the same for Aldo and McGregor if McGregor loses? I mean, I'm not saying that McGregor will no longer be a draw. I just don't know if there's the interest in that rematch that there would be for Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm.
Oh,
and if
close.
He does lose again, if they both lose, like if McGregor loses this week, and so they both lost within a span of 3 weeks, and we go to 2016 and they do rematches and they both lose again, I mean, we can go from seeing this huge high of 2015 for UFC to a very, very steep drop.
It's very, of course, possible with that. It's not, to me, it's not about the rematch when it comes to Aldo and McGregor that we'd want to see it again if McGregor gets beat. In fact, we probably shouldn't want to see it again if he gets beat. But you still have those fights with Mendez and with Uriah Faber. So that's the salve on that wound. Even though you don't have that natural rematch like you do with Holm and Ronda Rousey, what you do have is his mouth. What you do have is the popularity of Uriah Faber. What you have is a good dynamic when it comes to Mendez. So I still would not think it's you're there to push the panic button. It's certainly in either case, but again, if he goes out and loses, you know, especially by a knockout to somebody like Uriah Faber or something like that, then people are really going to be going, okay, you can shut up now and take your tail between your legs and go back to Ireland, because, you know, people have a lot of time to listen to somebody run their mouth if they think they're a winner, if they're the hot big thing right now. But once that stops happening and you don't back it up, then we got problems. But also, too, Conor McGregor still to this point has not given us a reason to believe in him backing up his chutzpah.
I still think that if he loses this weekend, I don't think that McGregor coming off a loss facing Chad Mendez is all that big a fight. It's not going to do badly, but it's not going to do like a million buys or anything like that. And I think that a Faber fight would be a pretty big fight, because if you've been watching Ultimate Fighter, I mean, these two guys are great. And I think that if you devoted some time to showing the world that isn't watching Ultimate Fighter, these two guys going back and forth, I think that that could be a pretty big fight. But McGregor, this guy's got to win. I think he's got to win and win and win to continue to draw huge. Two losses in a row, a loss to Aldo this weekend. I don't know. I think it hurts him more than Ronda Rousey's loss. Although, again, if she loses to Holly Holm a second time, I don't think it'll matter, because, quite frankly, if she loses to Holly Holm again, I think she's done. I think she'd retire.
I agree with that, too. And I think with McGregor, too, you know, that just we want him to keep winning, because if he keeps winning, he can keep talking. If he keeps talking, you know, whether guys like it or not, it's good for everybody.
Back in a moment, phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it, and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to give us a call, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, and text messages 425-780-7566. Well, let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian. It's Bryce from Peoria.
Yes, Bryce.
We're wrapping up, you know, the year of WWE. What do you think about the year entirety? What are you going to remember about 2015 WWE?
It sucked.
It couldn't have said it better myself.
Like, what else can you remember about 2015?
They had some good matches at, like, you know, Royal Rumble and stuff to begin the year. I mean, that was kind of cool. There was, yeah.
Yeah.
And Brian.
Yes.
Any chance that 2016 is any worse?
Huh, that's a good question.
Of course it is. You know what? There's always a chance it could be worse.
Well, it could, but here's the analogy that I've been making here for a while. There was that year that UFC just had one injury after another. And I remember the time Dave kept mentioning it was bad luck. And I was like, there's no guarantee this is bad luck. This may be the new, I mean, these guys are training very, very hard. There's a million reasons guys could go down. I mean, there's no guarantee this is a year of bad luck. Well, you know what? It turned out it was just a year of bad luck. They had a great 2015. So there's a lot of guys hurt. There were a lot of storylines that were ruined because of guys being hurt. Daniel Bryan got hurt. That I know people didn't like the Rusev storyline, but trust me, if the Rusev storyline would have at least played out, it probably would have been better than what it ended up being when every single person involved got hurt or filmed a movie except Summer Rae. You have John Cena out. You've got Randy Orton out. You've got all of these guys out. It could be that 2015 was a bad luck year and that 2016, their luck will turn around and things will be great. That is possible.
You know what's also possible? Randy Orton gets married, who is married now and has got the injuries and goes, you know what, I missed WrestleMania anyway. I don't feel like coming back.
Hey, he may not be back next year anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen.
There are bigger problems, though, than Randy Orton not being around.
But every year we wonder, can it get worse? Can the build to WrestleMania get worse? Can the post-WrestleMania malaise get worse? And then somehow, if you take Daniel Bryan out of the mix, for the most part, that's happened. And we always get to it going, well, maybe they can pull it together by the time WrestleMania comes. And now we're in a position where, you know, who God knows who they're going to try to bring back or what they're going to try to put together for this year's WrestleMania. So, yeah, there are no guarantees they could get better or it could get worse. But there's no guarantees it could get better either outside of just the hope that it's going to get better. You know, SmackDown beginning the year. Live helps that, or moving to USA at least helps that, in that there's going to have to be some focus put onto that show. But does 5 hours of first-run programming, which they already have it now, but there's going to be a renewed effort on both of them. Is that still the best way to go? Of course it's not going to be. They still have to fight that battle, and it's not going to get any better. Is Vince McMahon going to step down as far as having creative eyes and having ideas that he wants to see put out there? No, it's not. So what makes you think anything's really going to change?
Hope.
Hope.
Yeah. You always have to have hope, Mike.
Mr. Positivity.
I am. Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Okay, huge women's wrestling news.
Huge.
Yes, Kimberly is the Chikara Grand Champion.
She's about this, boss?
Grand. I did not hear that she was the Grand Champion.
Yeah, she cashed in some kind of opportunity. I don't know if it was a briefcase or whatever. Halla Wicked had already wrestled, I believe, in a triple threat match and retained the title, but she came in and cashed it, and she's made history. She's the first ever female Grand Champion in Chikara.
Holy smokes. I had not gotten my Chikara results yet, although I did hear that our main man, Jervis Cottonbelly, his team actually beat the Devastation Corporation. Max Smashmaster on the show Friday. Going to be very, very upset the next time he's on here. I guess
under the circumstances, though, I mean, you can't really call it Jervis's team. You got to call it Kimberly's team.
Well, it is now.
Crowning Court crew.
It is now.
You know, that's major, because not even Sarah Del Rey, when she was in Chikara, she never was a grand champion.
That's true.
I will say this, though. Dev Corp has got a little bit of an out. As the ring, I have heard, I didn't see the show, but I heard it may have been gimmicked by Crowning Court to the point where our boy Max Smashmaster blew his knee out. the messed it up there, and I'll find out exactly what it was. But he was hurt. He was injured during the match.
A legitimate injury? I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been by his own hand, so it had to be something that was done by somebody evil in that corporation. But he dislocated his knee, but still soldiered on. But unfortunately, that will weaken a man.
One other thing, guys. Any more details on the passing of Hack Myers?
I only know that former ECW star Hack Myers passed away. He was undergoing. I'd heard he was going to have brain surgery. Mm-hmm. And apparently there were complications, and he passed away 42 years old. Mm-hmm. Very much sucks.
Yes, and definitely. We'll send out our condolences.
That's
all right. Y'all have a good evening now.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Jim.
It sucked. He's being a Baltimore guy and, you know, somebody who came up, you know, Axel Rotten had his indie promotions, the Wrestling Independent Network and things like that. We had him on the show. We talked about it a little bit. But Hack Myers, you know, he kind of predates what a lot of people think of when they think of ECW, but the Shaw of ECW, and was a very memorable person in name, if you remember seeing him in the early days.
Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is John from Memphis. How are you doing today?
Yes, what's up?
I got a couple questions. What do you think is the plan for WWE for next year? Since it's towards the end of the year,
what's the plan? Hold on a second, John. What do you mean, what's the plan? You think they have a plan? I don't even know if they have a plan for Raw tomorrow.
Well, I know. I mean, do you think they're going to actually, I know this sounds stupid for me to ask a silly question, trying to think like a wrestling fan. But I think, do you think they're going to actually bring out more talent and try to get rid of some of the dead, well, pretty much half the roster, which is pretty much their way to bring up? Like,
is this a rhetorical question, John, or do you actually have a real question?
Well, I actually do have a real question. The New Japan show, the Tokyo Dome, any more news about Hamada, Hama and Ishii, the thing with Hama? What's the deal with that thing?
Unless there's been news in the last couple of days, the news is he's still in the tournament. He's in the finals of the tournament. And the last I heard was just him threatening to file a lawsuit. But I haven't heard anything otherwise. Mike?
No, I haven't either. And, you know, Makabe and Hama could easily win the thing and go on and challenge for the tag. And even possibly win the tag titles at the Dome show. I mean, that is not out of the realm of possibility. To me, if you're not doing anything independently with Shibata and Goto, I think, frankly, they should be the team, you know, at the beginning of the year that kind of begins the year with the belts. But it could easily be Makabe and Hanma. And the thing is, I don't know, you know, the culture is completely different, obviously, in Japan. I don't know how they view things. I don't know if these allegations, how much weight there is to them. Other than they're heavy on paper. I mean, that's the one thing we definitely know, but Hama has come out quick to try to defend himself. I don't know where any of this stands. I guess we will know where all of this stuff stands, because I am sure that New Japan does not want to be in a situation next year where their tag team champion or one of their most important people has even got the risk of being arrested and possibly losing, you know, this case that he has with his girlfriend. So I don't know. I really, really don't. And time's just going to have to tell and see how this thing plays out and how much truth there is to these allegations, because they are pretty nasty. So,
well, I'd be a big fan of Hama since his old days in Big Japan. That's the reason why I'm concerned about that. Oh, one more thing, Brian and Mr. Simple B. I have one more question for you. This surveys and stuff. Why do you think WWE is trying to do this survey? Does it sound like they're just trying to appease to the fans, or you think they just trying to do something? That's the reason why I asked about that, Brian and Mr. And Brian and Michael.
Thank you very much for the call. I don't know why they're doing these surveys. These surveys, the one that they sent out a couple of days ago asking about Raw viewing habits was so stupid. It was just a stupid survey. And I'll read this WWE NXT survey maybe after the break right here, but I don't know what the point of it is. I honest to God don't know. Like, they don't know. They don't know what people don't like about the show. Really? I think they do. Like, what are they going to do with these survey results? I don't have any idea why we are getting these surveys.
You pull them out when you need them to. It's like we talked about with
the... What difference does it make who watches Raw with you?
Because when it comes time for the investor conference or sometime where you're pressed on questions, you try to pull things out of your rear end to spin the story.
Well, the Raw is watched by people and their sisters?
And that's exactly what they're doing right now, Brian. That's the only reason you would collect information like this when you already have the results. I know.
Let's go to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Calls, emails, text messages, studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And text messages to 425-780-7566. So this survey, we have a new one here, fresh, hot off the presses. This survey comparing WWE and NXT, and it's wacky. They're asking, which they've got like a list of words, and they want to know fans.
Give me this survey. Run through this survey for me. I want to answer these questions.
That's what I'm doing right now.
All right.
They say, fans, we're going to tell you all these words, and to you, which of them describe NXT, and which of them describe the main roster?
I hope booty is one of them.
You want to hear these words?
Yes.
Like, when you hear these words, just tell me, what difference does it make whether any of these apply to any roster? Okay, which of these words apply to NXT, which apply to the main roster, or both? Energy. Authentic. Energy. Hardcore. Fantastical. Unique. Hokey. Excitement. Dangerous. Wrestling. PG rated. Shocking. Quality. Technique. Wholesome. Fun. Unpredictable. In-ring action driven, which apparently is one word. Social. Action. Nostalgic. Mindless. Giving promos. Intense. Passion. Old school. Imaginative. Safe. Success. Family friendly. Potential. Story driven. Younger. Cutting edge. Real. Simple. Fast paced. Mainstream. Traditional. And gritty.
Wow. So you didn't say like feces or disgusting or boring or craptastic, which means I would probably, if I was applying any of those, many of them would be to NXT.
Let me ask a question again. What difference would it make whether any of these words were applied to any roster?
Well, Mr. Alvarez, when pushed on what people think about the drop in the ratings of WWE, we can say that our fan base is very energized and insert five or six buzzwords here in the last survey we did, and things are looking up.
They then asked, this is a good one, does WWE or NXT do a better or equal job at the following? Seeing good rivalries and matchups. Feeling part of a large group of passionate fans. Getting an appropriate amount of surprises. Apparently that's important. Being amazed. Being amused. Being entertained. Having a great show to watch with family. Having a great show to watch with friends. Seeing a wide variety of divas. Where's Jim when we need him? Seeing enough of my favorite divas. Watching athletic moves and maneuvers. Seeing the quality of in-ring wrestling I want.
Wait a second. Is this a WWE survey, or is this a study put out? Or
no, this is a WWE survey.
By, like, somebody with, you know, you cannot answer this if you've seen NXT. It is impossible to answer these questions with any other answer than NXT, which makes me, my first thing to this would be then, so what is, you know, how is this going to affect NXT as far as, because
I expect Ryan Ward to be fired. I swear everything. To God, that when I saw this survey, I thought, they're going to fire this guy.
Either that, or again, it's going to be part of something for marketing or something like that, because you cannot answer any of that without having it be NXT. So
I have more.
Wow.
Hearing compelling dialogue / promos. Getting the right mix of unique characters. Seeing a wide variety of superstars. Watching interesting stories play out. Seeing enough of my favorite superstars. Oh, that's the last one. Seeing enough of my favorite superstars. What happens if that comes back?
I'll never see enough of Alexa Bliss.
It's not going to happen. But what happens if that comes back and the answers are all NXT by every survey recipient? What do you think happens to Ryan Ward and all of the folks in NXT? You think they're going to be called up and they're going to fire 27 Raw writers and have one guy or three guys write the show? Of course not.
You're right, and I know what you're saying, but again, you have to do if you're WWE then is you just take this stuff and then you apply it to NXT as needed when it comes to any talking points or any things like that. I mean, you don't have to listen. Dude, they have to listen to anybody who's, you know, would have answered NXT to those things for years anyway when it comes to WWE. So what does it really matter? I mean, you just take that stuff and you use it as talking points when you need to, and you apply it to where you need to. I mean, that's all that is to me. mean, because nothing.
What a waste of time.
But everything they do is a waste of time if you look at it that way. Because unless Vince likes something, or unless, you know, forget Hunter and Steph. But look, we all hear this a million times. They write for one guy. We hear writers leave, and we listen to people that have worked there leave, and it's like it's hard to crack through. One of the reasons why is because of Vince. So unless Vince changes his ways, and unless Vince, Stephanie, and Hunter, who have, you know, a majority of the control in that company creatively, unless that changes, anything you say or do is completely worthless anyway. That's why there's so much faith and hope that has been applied to Triple H, whether he deserves it or not, because he's not Vince. And the hope is if something happens to Vince, yes, it would be terrible for the stock price, all of those sorts of things, but they will be able to actually run their vision mostly in the way they would want it to run, which we have been given the impression Triple H is different than Vince. So unless that happens, there is nothing they can say. They can put all the surveys they want. They can give you a Scantron sheet with it, but go ahead and fill C all the way down the middle on that thing. It does not matter whatsoever what the results are or what the results are, which is Vince will just ball it up and throw it away.
Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, yes, Ryan.
I have a question about Raw. It's something interesting I read. I heard that the former owner of Vicious Outcast Wrestling was working as a production runner. So my question is, I thought those roles were preserved for people like Harvey Lippleman, so like indie wrestling promoters.
So
what?
The head of Vicious Outcast Wrestling did such a good job. He could be a gopher, basically.
What
he's a production
what
runner.
What are you asking? Like, he's too big a star to be a runner?
My question is, I thought, like, people like Harvey Whippleman had
What do you mean,
job,
people like Harvey Whippleman? What does that mean, people like Harvey Whippleman?
People like Downtown
retired
Bruno?
Talent, like, wrestlers that have, like, worked for WWE in the past, you know, they give him a job, you know, it's goodwill to the company.
I see. And so this man is not qualified to be a runner?
Well, it's sort of weird because he's had, like, TNA world title matches on his shows before, so it's weird that they'd be working with this guy.
Huh. Man, I can't say I've ever thought. I've never given 2 seconds of thought to that, Ryan, before right now.
Adam Pearce has had great matches. Jimmy Jacobs has had great matches. Sarah Del Rey has had great matches. Robbie Brookside has had great matches. William Regal has had great matches. Doesn't mean that they're going to run the company, but it does mean that they could probably have jobs. And as long as your paycheck clears, as long as they're taking care of you, as long as you get the benefits and perks that come along with working a job, hey, go on with it. I don't care what the title is. Go ahead and get yours. But just because you're a former wrestler of any renown does not mean that you're going to be in any other position other than what you are and what they offer you. And just getting your foot in the door is sometimes the best way to go.
Any other compelling questions today, Ryan?
Well, that didn't really answer my question. I want to know, like, when they do, like, these cities, do they
I answered your question.
People?
Shut up.
Wow. What? Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, my question was basically, so, like, when they come to Los Angeles, do they hire, like, the owner of, like, WG to, like, run errands?
They get whoever's... Okay, now I'm letting him go.
Somebody double super kick him.
It's just a guy. It's just a guy they need to run. I don't even understand. He's right. I don't understand his question. They could have Mike do it if they wanted to. They could have you do it, Ryan. They could have anybody do it. My dander is up today because of the survey, and Ryan calls asking about Vicious Outcast Wrestling running scripts or something.
Can you imagine them showing up?
You should have run that script right out the door. Maybe Raw would have been better.
So Joey Ryan is, I don't know. Go ahead. By the way, I guess a lot of people are very upset over he and Danchoco Dino and him and Dino losing the test of strength to Joey Ryan's...
manhood.
Yes, manhood. His lower extremities there. I have seen DDT before. I've seen Danchoco Dino matches. I've seen Joey Ryan matches, and that is exactly what I would expect out of them. I don't know why there's all of this hullabaloo over it, other than I guess if you were unaware of every player involved in this thing and just saw it, I can see you, if you were an older wrestler, not being very thrilled and seeing it being another dagger in the business. But so many of those have been thrown, I don't know how you could be that upset over it, really.
Studio line, you're on the air.
Mike, I just want to say you just made my day. I'm an absolute, that was the funniest thing I've heard in 2015. You're the man.
Wow. About DDT or Ryan?
I presume Ryan.
No.
What's on your mind?
But hey, love the show, guys. Have a good Sunday.
Oh, thanks. That guy called just to celebrate.
Give me affirmation. It is about time. They're tired of hearing you rant and rave and all that nonsense. They're calling up just to let me know that they're about me. And I appreciate that. I appreciate
Mike,
all of our listeners out there.
This had nothing to do with you other than you are the one that blew up on Ryan today, unlike me. The other day when I didn't hang up on him.
You get all the blame because you give him these opportunities. You could have come off at the first one. You knew nothing good was going to happen after that.
Mike, hope. I always hope something good will come of Ryan's call. Sometimes he asks good questions. To the phones, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Chris in Las Vegas.
Yes, Chris.
Speaking of the survey things, it kind of feels like, just by what you described, that the WWE is like a little, I don't know, that it's like they know what the answer is, but they wanted somebody else to tell them, and they're afraid that NXT is the better show, and what they're trying to figure out is, why are these people reacting? What is it that brings them to their shows and gets them so excited? Because if you watch Raw, the fans aren't excited, and it's kind of like, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway, and they're just sort of reconfirming all this useless information that...
Yeah, but look at the options they're giving, okay? When they ask, well, what do you like about NXT? Okay, so say someone goes to the survey and they just go, energy, shocking, imaginative, simple, traditional. And that's where they respond in the survey. So what? What are they going to do with that?
Because perfect, that's how you frame that, because when you go and report that to somebody, the person that reporting is going, our fans think NXT is just so creative
exciting.
And so buzzword. I mean, again, they're only doing this to collect a bunch of words that they can spin into whenever and whatever they needed to, which is, I guess,
okay,
really a lot of what PR is anyway.
But
here's
the problem with that theory. So have you ever seen those things where they go, we've got more social media followers than ESPN?
Sure.
You know they say that? They're lying. So why not just make up a bunch of buzzwords about NXT when somebody asks you about the show? Why do a survey? Just make it up. They make everything
up.
The
people really answered, Brian.
Let's go to a break. Chris, stand by. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain,
back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi here, and let's go back to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, go ahead.
Well, no, yeah, I was going to say the buzzwords you say, that doesn't make any sense anyway, but it's the same. Didn't WCW do a survey in like 1999? I remember doing the survey, and they're asking like,
Wait.
Would you like to see
you did
more
it?
Wrestling? Yeah, I did the survey. It was like on their website.
How about that? And I never talked to someone who actually filled it out.
Like, would you like to see things like more wrestling? And I was like, yes, I would like to see more wrestling. And you get like to the end, and it's like you see the results, and it's like you want to see more Hulk Hogan or whatever it was. And it was like, I didn't vote for any of that, and I doubt anybody else did in the survey voted for that.
Wait a second. Hold on a minute. Hold on. So they asked you a bunch of questions. And you filled out the answers, and then at the end, it gave a conclusion which was nothing resembling the answers you gave.
This is like one of those Facebook things.
You would look like the tally results. Like, who would you like to see in the main event? You know, Hogan, Kidman, da da da. And Hogan would be at the top. And
well, hell of a lot more than Kidman.
Huh?
Go on.
Well, at the time, they were trying to push him.
Well, they kind of were, but they didn't really try to push him. I mean, they had him do a lame match with Hogan, and he won, but it was a disaster. They weren't really trying to push Kidman, and if they were, they didn't know what they were doing.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is that it's not going to get better until you eliminate many, many hours of programming. And if you think about it, back in when we were growing up, you had Raw on Monday, which was an hour. You had Superstars was an hour. Then maybe I got to watch Sunday for their show on Sunday.
Well, Chris, we got to head to a break, but I know exactly what you're talking about. We'll talk about this later on during the show. The time allotted to watching wrestling, which I've been saying for a long time, is the biggest issue with Raw. Back in a moment with more Hour 2, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.